So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for coming out to hang out once again on this lovely Tuesday, because that's normally when we do the show. That's the only reason why I say it's lovely Tuesday. It could be a different day depending on when you're taking a listen to this, and also you might be able to listen to this on our radio station, so who knows when exactly you're taking a listen, but anyways, that's not important. How are you? How have you been? How are things going? So hopefully you've been having a great summer so far in talking and doing and all that kind of fun stuff. So today I figured we should probably hang out and talk about some things that maybe most of the times you wouldn't tie into what we do, but let's talk about it anyways. Let's talk about, how does placebo work? Yeah, I did say the word placebo in case if you were wondering. In a world full of imagination, creativity, and outside of the box thinking, one can also argue it was only a matter of time before someone found a way to trick our brains into believing something that isn't actually true to make us, you know, feel a little bit useful, or at least make us assume that some of these things are useful. Illusionists, visual artists, actors, and others have been doing this for quite some time, after all, if you really give this some thought. However, here we are talking a little bit different medium altogether. In the following, well, in this following episode, we will delve into the world of the placebo effect. We will explore what exactly it is and how it works, as well as, you know, some fascinating stories. You know, as you continue to take a listen, we'll talk about this intriguing phenomenon. So just in case you're not familiar, let's talk about what placebo is. Placebos are fake or untrue measures taken to better the health of someone with the intention of tricking their mind well enough for actual change to happen. In more detail, a placebo treatment can be anything from sugar pills to saline injections to entire fake surgeries and surgical operations altogether. In fact, this method has been a part of modern medicine ever since we started noticing the strong connection of our minds and our bodies have. The method of placebo is mainly reliant on the belief of the patient that he or she has experienced the real treatment, or any consequent effects are of what the treatment has done. However, recent studies show that even the inpatients know that they may have been given a placebo, the effects will still happen. That's how powerful suggestion and belief are. On a physical level, researchers have noticed that out of these things, those who felt pain relief on placebo medication had greater activity in the middle of the frontal gyrus brain region, which makes up about one third of the frontal lobe. It is now supposed that this is one of the main sectors of the brain for the placebo effect to be found. However, some parts of the brain stem, spinal cord, nucleus, and the amygdala also play a major part in the process. Strong placebo responses have also been linked to increase in dopamine and opioid receptors activity. Both of these chemicals are involved in reward and motivation pathways of the brain, which explains how the communication between the mind and the body is seeing the sustained on the placebo. So I know you're probably still sitting here going, why are you talking about this? Don't worry, we're going to get to a portion here at some point. Just give me one more moment if you don't mind. So before we get into that, let me explain to you how this works. There are still some unknown aspects on how the placebo works. However, what we are sure of is that it's complex, it's complex on how it interacts with the biology and the neuro biological reaction that you have with your brain. This reaction, including everything from increased neurotransmitters like endorphins and dopamine to more significant activity in the brain in certain regions responsible for emotion, self-management, and moods like the ones mentioned prior. One American professor of renowned named at a Harvard Medical School says the placebo effect is a way for your brain to tell your body what it needs to do to feel better. However, he adds that initiating this inner dialogue isn't all that there is to making a placebo treatment a success. You have to go into a clinic certain times and be examined by medical professionals in white coats. You receive all kinds of exotic pills, undergo strange procedures. All this have been profound impacts on how the body perceives symptoms because you feel that you are getting attention and care. There are more similar rituals that we connect to getting better that scientists would argue account for more than half of the battle of when taking placebo medication. What happens after we believe that we're under medication is also rather interesting. For one, we have become more motivated in terms of taking generally better basic care of ourselves. After that, we know that we are in the outside of the help of the form of the medicine. We often start to improve other aspects of our lives, like diets, exercise, and rest. These changes alone may be responsible for improving our health, despite the medicine being a placebo. So let's talk a little bit more here. Another thing that happens often is that our interpretation of our symptoms may change. When we expect to feel better, we sometimes change the way that we perceive and evaluate the inputs our bodies gives us. For instance, before taking a placebo, we might describe something as a sharp pain, while after the same feeling can be characterized as uncomfortable sensation and tingling. Another important fact is taking a placebo and expecting to feel better is often soothing, thus reducing the levels of stress chemicals the body produces. Finally, but definitely not with the little importance, placebos can help brains refocus. What we mean is that it can make us pass better conditions as guide for our current one. Researchers indicate that the brain responds to an imagined scene in such the same way as it responds to an actual sense. A placebo may help the brain remember a time before the onset symptoms and then bring about the change needed to the body. The theory is called remembered wellness. So you might sit here and go, why are we talking about this? And yes, there's still a point here. Let me tell you this final thought stuff. The placebo effect is one of the most fascinating phenomenons in medicine. The fact that a fake treatment can produce real results in both mind-boggling and intriguing. And while the mechanisms behind the placebo effect are still not fully understood, there's no doubt that there is a clash of psychology and psychological responses to the body. Even more interestingly, in some cases, the placebo effect is so strong that it can outperform active treatments. This begs the question, if placebos can have such a powerful impact on our health, what else can they do? Unfortunately, we do not have the answers, but research on placebo effects continues. We may find the power of our mind is even more potent than what we ever imagined. Here's the thing that I'll tell you, and this is the point that I wanted to get to. Do you think using this placebo method can impact different portions of your life, different portions of your psychology, and different portions of how you look at things overall? Think about this for a moment. This placebo thing, this is not the first time you're hearing about it, but it is something to think about overall. If you can impact it in one side of your life, what other sides can you put it into? That's something to think about. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.